Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Ex-Gay Christian Souls at the Crossroads is an intriguing journal of Robert Williams. As a Christian educator, he was caught up in pornography and gay interest. He assumed there was no way out, arrested, cast aside by his church, family, and those close to him. Then at Robert's lowest level, he says the Lord rescued him and commissioned him to share his testimony with others who have been rejected and forsaken. Robert is a retired civil servant residing in upstate New York. His passions include reading, writing, biking, nature exploration, reviewing his ancestry, and being a servant, sharing his story to reach others who have lost their way. Robert Williams, author of Ex-Gay Christian Souls at the Crossroads, is our guest on This Week in America. Robert, welcome to the program. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Rick. Nice to be here.
Well, it is our pleasure. An important message in your book, and so well done. I want to start with the very basics here. You say in the preface you really had no desire to share your secrets, yet you wrote this book that is doing so much to help people. How did this book come about? How did you get over that reluctance to share your story?
That's a very good question. Well, you see, I had disobeyed God so long, and I was just really tired of, you know, rejecting him. So I said, well, this is the least I can do. The least I can do now is turn just the opposite way.
Yes.
And obey him and serve him and purpose in my heart to serve him and do everything I can to try to rectify the damage that I had done in the past, you know.
Well, it's interesting because what this wasn't like, I decided, and then 2 days later, I started the project. You mentioned what three times you were commissioned, you were spoken to, and firmly to actually do this. Talk about that, because it did take you a little bit to get started, didn't it?
Yes, it did, because, you know, I had begun, you know, when the Lord asked me to do this, I was reluctant at first. But then when I started, I kept putting it off. And when I appeared before the prophets who spoke, these are individuals who didn't know me, but the Lord was speaking through them. And he says, you've begun the book. You've begun writing. You've done your research. Now write the book. Stop procrastinating. And I had, you know, kept putting it off and, you know, saying maybe tomorrow. But he kept saying, you have the research, start writing the book. So, Rick, I began to write it, and then I would put it off. But then he came to me a second and a third time, and he says, I have raised your consciousness. I'm letting you know what's behind the scene. I'm giving you a glimpse of what's behind the scenes so that you can better understand what's going on. And as the Lord began to reveal things to me, I began to see that we are wrestling against an army of creatures, demonic creatures. And their aim is to bring us into sin, to keep us in sin. And the Lord began to show me what the demonic realm was all about and how Satan controls this demonic realm. And so that's really what happened. God raised my consciousness. I began to understand, to see what he saw, you know, what he knows, you know, is behind the scenes. And I wanted to share, and then I had a drive in my heart to share with others the reality of what's going on, what's happening that we are not even aware of, what's going on behind the scenes. And then God says, now, I want you to reveal this to others. Let them know, bring them out of the muck and the mire that they've gotten themselves into. And I began to understand, we as humanity don't realize that when we get into sin, because God has allowed us to go our own way. We're walking into quicksand and we don't know how to get out of it. So he said it will bring them out of the muck and the mire that they've gotten themselves into. We've gotten ourselves into the sin. Why? Because we don't follow the word of God. We don't follow the plan that God has designed for his creation, for humanity. You know, humanity is his greatest creation. You know?
Yes.
And this is what made Satan so angry, because God created a human that's not angelic. And Satan says, I'm angelic. And you should allow us to be the greatest creation, you know.
You mentioned that, and he said, keep it plain, and you've done that. That the book is receiving excellent reviews. It's Ex-Gay Christian, Souls at the Crossroads by Robert Williams, because it's relatable, because you talk in a language that we all can understand, and you make the message very clear, the revelations that you had in writing this book. What would you say the purpose of the book is from your standpoint, the long-range hopes, maybe the mission you have for Ex-Gay Christian?
I would say it's the long-range plan would be to give the reader a guide for the homosexual community, so that they can use this as a guide to help lift them out of the situation that the bondage that they are under now. They're under bondage at this time. This is why God says it's the muck and the mire that they've gotten themselves into. They're under bondage, and this book serves as a guidebook that will help them understand how God feels about homosexuality, and how God can bring them, lift them out of this lifestyle, bring them out of this lifestyle. So that's basically what the book is trying to do, hoping to do, the mission of the book, bring those that feel that there's no way out of homosexuality, and let them know that God has given a lifeline, and that lifeline is in Jesus. And Jesus tells us to follow his way of life, do what he did, you know, and that he overcame, and so can the homosexual. The homosexual can, if we follow the plans designed, set forth by God, and these plans are in the Bible, the Word of God. And this is why God told me. He says, now you give the Word, you give your testimony, but make sure you put plenty of Scripture so that they can revert to the Gospel. And the Gospel is my guide plan, my guidebook. It tells them what to do, how to do, and how to overcome. So that's what the Bible is used for.
The book is Ex-Gay Christian, Souls at the Crossroads by Robert Williams. You'll find the book at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. A link directly to Robert's Amazon page on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Robert, who is this message designed for? Is there a primary audience that you're looking for to reach with your book, Ex-Gay Christian?
Yeah, it's for the individual who is and blind as I was. I was a Christian, yes, but I had fallen into sin, and that caused me to be blind to what God had designed for me. And so if this book is for anyone, it's for that person out there who's caught up in homosexuality, can't find a way out, and believing that this is the only way for them, you know. And this book is saying, no, there's hope, there's help. And this book tells them, this book is a guide so that they can read it and find out how God feels about homosexuality. And God has designed a way out of this lifestyle, you know. It won't be easy, but God will make it easy for those who believe in him, read his word, and follow his way, and not their own way, not their own heart.
Is there a nemesis or villain in your book, Ex-Gay Christian?
Oh, my God, yes. Yes, the ancient foe that we have, Satan himself. Satan is our enemy. See, he rebelled in heaven, and he took a third of the angels with him. He convinced a third of the angels to follow him. And this caused rebellion in heaven. He was thrown out of heaven, kicked out of heaven. And now he has determined purpose in his heart to show God that I can ruin your creation. I can ruin your hope for humanity. So what he does, he knows how God loves humanity. And so he said, he's purposed in his heart, okay, God loves humanity, and this earth was created for humankind. So I'm going to show God. I'm going to bring as many with me to the judgment seat of God and just show God that even though I'll have to suffer throughout all eternity, I won't suffer alone. I'll bring as many of humankind with me to suffer with me. I'm that powerful. I can do that. So this is his aim. This is his goal. And he's like a Pied Piper, bringing as many that will follow him, that will listen to him, and as his army to the judgment seat of God Almighty. This is his aim. This is his hope. This is the nemesis whom we fight daily. You know, but he is blinded. The enemy has blinded the minds of those who have rejected God, who are like-minded. He's blinded them so that they won't realize God's help, God's hope. God's help is the Word, and the Word is Jesus Christ, God's sacrifice for humanity.
Robert Williams, our guest on This Week in America. His book is Ex-Gay Christian, Souls at the Crossroads. Book at Amazon, the usual places. Link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Does God care about homosexuals? Is he for gay rights, gay pride, freedom of expression?
You know, this is what God hates, rebellion. This in itself is thought of, Rick, as rebellion. And Satan is the arch enemy of rebellion. So what the homosexual community is doing now, they are celebrating what God abhors and what God has commanded humanity not to participate in, you know, because when we participate in homosexuality, we are desecrating God's creation. God's creation, the human body, that is a detestable sin. Why? Because we are desecrating God's temple. God dwells within the heart of the saved Christian, or this Christian who follows God. God places his spirit, his Holy Spirit, in that human body. And when we desecrate that human body, we desecrate the temple of God. And homosexuality does that. This is the sin that desecrates, humanity is sinning against themselves, sinning against their own bodies. This is the tragedy of homosexuality. One sins against their own bodies, you know, man against man, with man, woman against with woman. And this is a sin against the human body.
Why is it so prevalent in the news? It's constant in the news, particularly several times a year. It's on the conversation today, the national conversation today. Why is that, do you think? Why is it so prevalent in the news? Our time in history, it seems to be sort of the top of many, many discussions.
Good question, Rick. You know, we're at the end times. Many might not even understand what I'm talking about, but God has a timetable, and we're reaching the end of his timetable. And the enemy knows this, and he's pulling out all stops, and he's bringing the homosexual community into as much rebellion as he can throw at them, as he can help them to indulge in. And this is what we're seeing now. Time is winding down, and therefore you're seeing unspeakable degradation going on now, unspeakable sins that you wouldn't have seen 30, 40 years ago, because things were hidden. You know, people had more respect for God. But people don't respect God now. They would rather throw God out of they would rather throw God out of the picture.
Yes.
And indulge in any sin that they want to indulge in. You see, this is what's going on now. Humanity disrespects God, and they want to. They believe themselves. Some of them believe themselves as their own God. They want to create their own God. They want to go to the East and get Oriental gods. Get all. You know, they would rather have anything but God, who created them, who knows what humanity needs, who knows how to lead humanity. You know, but they would rather do anything and go anywhere because they don't want to hear what God has to say. And what is God going to say? He's going to point them to Jesus, because that's his perfect sacrifice for sin. Jesus Christ is the only one who can deliver humanity from homosexuality, from the sins that will lead them to eternal damnation.
Ex-Gay Christian, Souls at the Crossroads is the name of the book. Robert Williams, the author, is our guest on the program. Boy, the time has gone by quickly. A couple of minutes left in the program. Robert, if you had one word, one message you would like to leave with the listeners, leave with the people who have read and will be reading Ex-Gay Christian, what would that final thought be? What do you hope the takeaway is when they finish listening to our conversation or reading your book?
Yeah, don't take it lightly. You know, I poured my heart into this because I want to please God. You know, I know that he's leading us in the right direction. I know that he loves us, but he's God, and he can't go against his word. And his word says you must turn from your wicked ways. You must listen to Christ. You must do as he did. He overcame. How did he overcome? By following the word of God. And that's how he overcame in this world. You know, Satan will come every angle, but God defeated him at every vantage point because of the word of God. He spoke the word of God, because that's the only way we can get out of this hellish situation that most homosexuals are in and don't even know it.
What is this, writing this book, meant for you? We started this off by talking about your reluctance to tell the story. You've shared the story. You're helping other people. What has this been like for you, looking back now, and what you've been able to accomplish by writing the book, Ex-Gay Christian?
You know, Rick, this it makes me happy and humbly happy, you know, to know that people are listening to what I have to say, because I am, just like God says, they will listen to you when they won't listen to others. And I hope they're listening to me, because I'm speaking honestly. I'm speaking from the heart. I'm speaking from the heart of Christ, actually, because he is the one that says, you know, I love humanity, you know, and this is my way out. You share your testimony. Help others to get out of this situation they've gotten themselves into. That's it, Rick.
You know, I keep thinking what your life would have been like, how different it would have been if there would have been a Robert Williams before you who was willing to write their story, to share their story, to share the revelations that they went through. It would have made a world of difference in you, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes. Oh, my God, yes. You know, and the most important thing, if I had listened and obeyed, you know, that's the most important thing, listened and you know, took it to heart to obey and to follow what the writer had said.
Well, you've done it such a wonderful job in writing this book, in sharing this book. It's touching lives worldwide, and you can read the reviews. You can order the book. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. I thank RacketCreatives.com for arranging our conversation with Robert today. Robert, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program talking about the book X Gay Christian, Souls at the Crossroads. I mentioned books plural there. Are you working on something else? Any other thoughts for another book, maybe a follow-up book?
Yeah, I have a couple of books I'm working on now. Trying to get humanity to understand how precious they are to God and the wealth of what God has placed in them. In the human body, God has placed some special things in humanity, and I want them to realize what these gifts are so that they can understand their true value, so that humanity will understand their value. Satan knows what the value of a human life is, but humanity, unfortunately, doesn't. But this book I'm writing will help them understand how precious they are in God's sight, how powerful humanity is in God's hands.
Well, it sounds like another important book. We'll be watching for that. And if you go to the author page, you on Amazon, click on Robert's name, and it will show you books that he's written in the process of writing, and get information and order your copy of X-Gate Christian, Souls at the Crossroads. Robert, thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Oh, thank you, Rick, for inviting me. I appreciate that. Have a good one.
You're welcome, and you do as well. X-Gate Christian, Souls at the Crossroads by Robert Williams, our guest on the program. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.